Kwe, Yao, hello. My name is Siltlani or Banshee Hanyus, and I'm from Nuhulk territory, also referred to by some as Bellicula, British Columbia. I'm here today on Algonquin territory on behalf of Nuhulk Radio. Nuhulk Radio is a small, low-powered, commercial-free community radio station that has a license exemption order from CRTC as a native radio undertaking. In just under 1 week, Nuhulk Radio will have its 3-year anniversary as we officially launched on Siyumt, summer solstice, June 21st, 2014. The concept behind Nuhulk Radio began in 2013 January, during the Idle No More resistance movement, when a small group of us, Nuhulk people, got together to talk about what Idle No More means to Nuhulkum and what we need to do to move forward. The Nuhulk Nation considers ourselves a sovereign nation. We have long asserted our rights and our obligations to our ancestral territory. We have never ceded, never sold, surrendered, nor lost our lands through act of war or treaty. Historically, there has been no sit-down between the Nuhulk Nation and Canada. Canadian citizenship was, in fact, imposed on us. Prior to European contact, the Nuhulk Nation population within the Bellicula Valley was approximately 10,000 people. After our lands were brutally occupied by settlers following a deliberate spread of smallpox by the colony of British Columbia, Nuhulk villages were devastated to approximately 200 survivors. Nuhulkum were forced into isolation on reserves. Children were taken away, placed into residential schools where they were severed from their families and communities, abused and disallowed from speaking their mother tongue, the Nuhulk language, some never to return home. I'm saying these things because this history is important. It is part of why we are here today. It is why Nuhulk Radio exists today. Our goal is to help Nuhulkum learn our past and provide tools to empower our community. Today, we have a mere 5 elder speakers remaining who we were able to work with. Our mission is to keep the Nuhulk language alive, to raise the prestige of the language and the fact that the Nuhulk language is relevant today. Our mission is to contribute positively to physical, mental, spiritual, and emotional well-being. The news that Nuhulk Radio shares is only either positive or constructive. We strive to reclaim and assert Nuhulk nationhood, which means raising up our ancestral government, reclaiming and reoccupying our territory, and promoting stewardship of our homelands. In the eyes of the Canadian government and public, the elected band chief and council is often considered as a legitimate governing body. Many people do not realize that this Canadian government imposes this foreign colonial-rooted system, effectively employing Nuhulk people to administer colonial laws via the Nuhulk Band Office at the expense of our Nuhulk ancestral laws and sovereignty. Our Stalldumk, our ancestral hereditary leaders, are the rightful governing body of the Nuhulk territory of Bellicula and the surrounding area. Our hereditary system, our hereditary government, has been a part of us since to time immemorial. Every bit of our territory has a Stalldumk, a leader, who manages a specific area on behalf of their extended family unit. Each Stalldumk is responsible to his or her family and to the Nuhulk Nation as a whole. Nuhulk ancestral territory has been under considerable stress since the beginning of colonialism. Industrial logging, mining, fishing have contributed to a severely over-harvested and depleted ecosystem, which has reached a critical state of existence. Our world, your world, is facing a dire situation with climate change and all the challenges that come with that. We cannot sit by quietly and watch as our lands are being clear-cut log, the waterways are being depleted of sea life, and poisoned by mining, by oil, and other destructive industries. The Newhulk hereditary leadership system ensures a close tie to the land, with names, songs, stories, and dances that are embedded in exact locations throughout the Torey territory and have been passed down since for thousands of years. This is reflected in Newhulk Radio's slogan or tagline, which is broadcasting the laws of the lands and waters. Our nation has a very ancient and complex governance structure and system comprised of laws that take into account the area that we live in. The laws respect our territory of our neighbors to the north, such as the Haisla and the Metlakatla, our neighbors to the south, such as the Wikino, our neighbors to the east, such as the Algacho and the Chilcotin, and to the west, the Heltsik and the Kitisukehes. We have a responsibility as caretakers to Mother Earth as we strive to have our Newhulk radio programming reflect that. We have shows such as the Palkeet Morning Show, the Wake Up Morning Show, which provides listeners with Newhulk language learning items, weather, indicating at times that the oceans rise and drop, and interviews with people doing good work on Newhulk territory, such as the bear study researchers, the Newhulk language teachers, the cultural healers, the food security coordinators. We have a show called Alchachtzim Nawit, hosted by a Métis linguist, Nukaklik Mauch, also known as Dale McCreary, who documents his time learning the Newhulk language from elders to build up a language learning resource. Newhulk Radio strives to play and promote Indigenous music made by Indigenous people throughout the world. We also have a locally produced and hilarious sports talk show called The Weekend Windup. Our language experts have begun documenting how to talk about sports in the Newhulk language, sports such as basketball, for example, so one day soon our hosts can broadcast and provide live commentary in the Newhulk language. We have newly acquired shows such as the Hakai magazine produced by the Tula Foundation, Media Indigena and Indigenous Current Affairs program hosted by Rick Harp. We also have syndicated shows such as Indigenous Waves from CIUT in Toronto and in the Indige Hip Hop Show from Indigenous radio station, Cori Radio from Australia, and so forth. Newhulk Radio's regular hosts are learning to speak the Newhulk language. We have the Newhulk language speaker, cultural leader, and teacher, Senhekila, who visits our station 2 to 3 times a week to provide Newhulk language lessons to our hosts. These hosts then take what they've learned and teach our listeners during their shows, supported by the online First Voices Newhulk language program created by the First Peoples Cultural Council. Our goal is to one day align with grassroots Indigenous radio stations throughout Turtle Island to form an Indigenous radio network, to share programming with the goal of helping us reawaken and re-Indigenize our people and our communities, to hold up our diverse and distinct languages, to embrace and support our ancestral cultures, and most importantly, to heal. Other radio stations raising towers and installing transmitters to broadcast their English language programming and liquid natural gas, LNG advertisements and propaganda within Newhulk territory are an unacceptable infringement on Newhulk sovereignty. These stations represent the cultural imperialism of Canada in attempting to decide what Newhulkum should listen to. We are in the rebuilding phase and we thank those who have helped us along the way and are continuing to support us. We have no intention of being under Canada in the future, instead to be independent and truly sovereign, as that is the best way and maybe the only way for our language to continue, our lands and waters to be healthy, and for the Newhulk Nation to survive. To quote the grandson of George Manuel, the son of the late Arthur Manuel, the late Neski Manuel of Sequemec Radio, we are using this radio to decolonize our airspace, our minds, and our hearts. Stutmiditsup, and I thank you all for listening to me speak on behalf of Newhulk Radio today.